When the blues of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
It's the Music Hall with John Scott Trotter and the orchestra, the Charioteers. I'm Ken Carpenter, Eugenie Baird, and Bing Crosby.
Here we are again, men. Welcome to the hall.
Ken, tonight I'd like to open on a serious note. You're familiar with the 5th Marines?
All I know is that for the 3rd and 4th, they took Iwo Jima.
And don't ever forget it,
sir.
You know, last summer, as a final conditioner in their combat training program, we went down to Camp Pendleton and inflicted a show on them.
Oh, yeah,
thought
that'd
tighten them up a little.
Was that the time you introduced their song, the one Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke wrote
That's
for them?
The same, and tonight I'd like to knock it again and dedicate it reverently and with deep respect to General Rocky and his mighty men.
They better have magic boots and wear invisible gabardines when they're fooling with the 5th Marine. They better be wide awake and carry plenty of Benzedrines when they're fooling with the 5th Marine. They better say, beg your pardon, we'd rather be tending garden, or we should have stuck to capturing sardines. They better have more than ordinary schooling when they're fooling with the 5th Marine.
They better have magic boots and wear invisible gabardines when they're fooling with the 5th Marine. They better be wide awake and carry plenty of Benzedrines when they're fooling with the 5th Marine.
They better say, beg your pardon, or we'd rather be tending garden, or we should have stuck to capturing sardines. They better have more than ordinary schooling when they're fooling with the 5th Marine.
The 5th Marine.
Don't be fooling with the 5th Marines.
The Charioteers have had great success wherever they appear with Carmichael and Mercer's great song, The Old Music Master. This song is a real good piece of material, and every time the boys appear, they do it real good.
You gotta jump it, Music Master. You gotta play that rhythm faster. You're never gonna get it played on the Happy Cat Hit Parade. You better tell your friend Beethoven and Mr. Reginald Coleman. They better do the same as you.
Oh, they're
gonna be corny too.
Well, along about 1917, jazz will come upon the scene. Then about 1935, you'll begin to hear swing.
You gotta show that big broadcaster that you're a solid music master, and you'll achieve posterity.
That's a bit of advice from me.
The old music master simply said that a maid
has wide eyed and open mouth. He gave and he gave.
How can you be certain, little boy? Tell me how.
My friend,
100 years from now, he'd have caught that rock that's spinning and disappeared in the infinite. And up until the present day,
you can take it from me, he's as right as can be.
Everything has happened that way, boy. Everything has happened that way.
Very interesting, men. You were particularly effective, Wilfred. You were really leaping there. You know, Jerome Kern has written some of our finest melodies, songs that are musically eminent and international in their appeal. His latest job for the Deanna Durbin picture marks his silver anniversary, the 25th score that he's written. Yip Harburg wrote the words for this particular song from the score, and if I can handle it right, I'm sure you'll agree that it's one of Mr. Kern's best songs.
More and more, this heart of mine confesses. More and more. I'm caught in your caresses. Warmed by the breath of your sigh, cooled by the blue of your eyes. More and more, I find it more than thrilling to share this dream that needed fulfilling. More and more, I'm less and less unwilling to give up wanting more and more of you.
Give us a tune popular in La Belle France, known to us over here as My Heart Sings.
All of a sudden my heart sings when I remember little things. Hold me tight, the way you kiss and say goodnight, the crazy things we say and do, the fun it is to be with you.
My heart sings.
Some harmony now from the quadrumvirate of Charles choristers who quadrumvirate, yet who really give a mellow sheen to a chanson, these boys. The Charioteers and I Didn't Know About You. Quadrumvirate. Lads, that was lush like a thrush. I really loved it. Coming to you now with a très belle ballade is the dreamy-eyed Mademoiselle, Eugenie Baird. She's signifying about I Dream of You. Done, Eugenie. Really a charming chant. You may have heard it sung on the wireless by one of our juvenile vocalists, but his somewhat successful delineation needn't discourage more mature artists. I shall have a hack at it right now.
Strange music in my ear. Only now, as you spoke, did it sound. strange music of the sphere. Could its lovely hum be coming from my heart? You appear, and I hear songs sublime, song that I'm incapable of. Oh dear, let me hold you near while we treasure every measure so that time can never change that strange new music of
medley turns out to be a trio of Johnny Mercer and Harold Arlen's intriguing tunes. Songs featured a couple of seasons past in a mildly prodigious Paramount flicker, Star Spangled Rhythm.
Star Spangled Rhythm. Who was in it, Bing?
Who was in it?
Yeah.
It'd be easier to tell you who wasn't in it. They grabbed everybody for that. They even grabbed my oldest boy for a few fast feet.
How'd he do?
Oh, made an awful ham out of him. By his own testimony, he was a smash.
Admitted it, huh? Smash.
His mother made it official with the hairbrush.
Well, did you introduce that big hit, that old Black Magic?
Oh, I wished I had. Johnny Johnston introduced
that. That's right.
I did, however, give it a whirl later in a picture called Here Come the Waves.
What happened?
Cold wave. Oh. Nothing.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. The same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts its ride. Down and down I go. Round and round I go. Like a leaf that's caught in the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm a flame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. For you're the lover I have waited for. The mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go. Round and round I go. In a spin, loving the spin I'm in. Under that old black magic called love.
Well, songs like that, Bing, and I do mean like that. And dozens of stars.
Give us a full treatment, Dad.
I'd say that picture had just about everything.
No, anything. Hope was in it, you know.
Oh, he was? He'll go to any lengths over there, won't they?
Chuck.
Was that the picture where you won your first cinematic kiss from Betty Hutton?
Oh, yes. And even now, in cold weather, my big toe twitches.
Late action.
Yes.
Did you sing our next tune, Hit the Road to Dreamland, in the picture?
Oh, no. That was Dick Powell and Mary Martin. Remember they sang it in the railroad train?
Oh, sure.
Real good, too.
Yeah. Well, where were you all this time?
I was in the baggage car back there somewhere.
Bye-bye, baby. Time to hit the road to Dreamland. You're my baby. I dig you in the land of night. Hold tight. Baby, we'll be swinging up in dreamland all night, baby, where the little cherubs try. Look at that knocked-out moon. He's been a-blowing his top in the blue. He never saw the likes of you. What an angel. Bye-bye, baby. Time to hit the road to dreamland. Don't cry, baby. It was divine, but the rooster has finally crowed. Time to hit the road.
Black Magic and Hit the Road. Two big hits, weren't they?
Big, big hits, yeah.
What happened to the song you sang?
Well, the publishers never got behind it.
And
they didn't work on it, no. Nice song, though. Would you care to hear it?
Do I have any choice?
Any choice?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This boy wants to wind up doing spot announcements for the Boulevard Watch Company, I guess. Stand by. Don't you leave the room. Any choice?
Mary, 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 winds it up for tonight. We open the doors around here same time next week, so catch it. Hmm? Good night.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.